Queen. Another one bites the dust on Magic 104. Today's hits. Real quick, I'm going to check our Magic 104 cast, and then we just did a coin toss to find out who is going to go first, and JJ is going to be making his decision about that. He just won the coin toss. Is it going to be Emma, or is it going to be JJ? We'll find out in just 1 second. It's cloudy right now, 71 here at Settlers Green Outlet Village, 69 degrees in Berlin and Gorham. Welcome back to the Magic Morning Show. We got JJ and Emma joining me, Little's Big Radio stars, and JJ just won the coin toss. He made a decision right before we went on the air. Is Emma going to go first, or are you going to go first?
Emma's gonna go first because she ain't copying me.
Okay, Emma's gonna go first. And JJ, well, I'm gonna play an intro for our game right now. And when we do that, you can switch open your mic because you're gonna want it more like Emma's mic. All right, let's do it.
Completely over the top, ridiculous, and stupid.
I can't stand around talking about silly things.
Oh, it's even more stupid than you could possibly imagine.
Let's play Gino's Stupid Silly Game.
Here it is. It's a stupid and silly game. It's actually got a lot of fun. It's a fun game. We're going to play a game that's going to revolve around the world of sports. Okay? There's five different categories. Emma, since you're going first, five different categories. Category called cities, where I give you two sports teams, and you just tell me what city they're from. There's also sports commentary. I'm going to play you a sample of some commentary that's of a said sport, and you have to just tell me what sport they're talking about. Same with sounds of sports. I'm going to play that for you, and you tell me what sport they're playing. And then there's a category called athletes, where there's going to be a two-point opportunity there, because there's an athlete talking about a sport. I want you to tell me what sport they're talking about. And then, if you know who it is, bonus points. You get that bonus point. And then finally, we have the category named songs, where I'm going to play a clip of a song for you, and you let me know what sport they're singing about. All right, sounds good?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What category would you like, Emma, since you're going first? Come on now, any category. You got cities, songs, commentary.
I mean, I would go for
athletes,
cities.
Songs.
Songs.
Songs. Here we go. Do you want song A or song B? Song A or song B?
Oh, she can't copy me.
Yeah, see, look at that, JJ. That.
A.
That strategy didn't work. A. Okay, this is going to play a clip right now. I want you to pay attention to the lyrics of the song, and you're going to tell me what sport this song is about. Here it comes.
Oh, put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. I can be champion.
All right. Do you know what sport John Fogerty right there is singing about?
Yes.
What do you think it is?
Oh, I know what it is, too. Baseball?
It's baseball. Yes, nice. Nice job. Yep, 1 point for Emma. Emma gets it.
At first, I thought it was hockey because it sounded like it said, put me in a coat.
Put me
in. But then at the end.
Put me in coach. Put me in coach.
I thought it was.
But then at the end, I heard, put me in center field.
Center field, you got it. Baseball.
That was soccer, because soccer is also center field.
Baseball is the correct answer, yeah, which means now, JJ, since she picked songs, that we're going to do song B is for you, okay?
Okay.
Song B, this is for you. Emma, if you know it, you want to stay quiet. We don't want him to get a point. What sport are they singing about in this song?
Well, it's Monday night. A new week has begun. I turn on my TV for some pigskin fun. I see a Super Bowl season here on ABC. The biggest game each week is their specialty.
What do you think that is?
It's definitely football.
It's definitely.
As soon as I heard pigskin in Super Bowl, I knew it was football.
There
I heard
it
Super
is.
Bowl, and I'm like, this is so easy.
As soon as I heard pigskin, I immediately knew it was football.
Perfect. We're all tied up, one apiece. JJ, now it's your turn to go first for this round, so you get the pick. We have commentary, cities, sounds, or athletes?
I would like cities, please.
Cities. Here we go. Cities A or cities B?
Cities B.
Cities B. I'm going to read you two sports teams. You just tell me what city they're from. Real simple stuff.
Okay,
here we go. These two sports teams. If I was going to watch the Nuggets play basketball, and if I was going to watch the Broncos play football, what city would I be in?
Denver for Broncos and Nuggets. I just had it in my head.
It's Denver as well.
Denver as well.
Denver as well. Denver for both. Yep, both teams are from the same city. So you got a correct answer there. That's two for you. Excellent. Nice job. Now, Emma, now it's your turn. Emma's a little nervous about this category, but I think you're going to do okay. I think you should be all right. Let's just concentrate a little bit. We'll think about it. Here we go. This one's for Emma. This is Cities A. If I was going to watch the Mets play baseball, and the Rangers play hockey, which city would I be in?
I know
this
one.
The Mets play baseball, and the Rangers play hockey. Come on, Emma. Any city in the entire U.S. It's a big city.
It is a very
big city.
It's a big
city. In fact, a lot of people call it the Big Apple. The Big Apple.
I still don't think she knows what it is.
Any guesses at all? It's okay. Any guesses at all?
Take a guess.
New York City?
What? New York City. She pulls it out. Yes.
No. There's no way she would ever have guessed that.
New York City. No. Nice job, Emma. Nice job, Emma. There it is. Okay, so the city's category is over. All right. Now, Emma, you're going to pick the remaining categories here. We have commentary, sounds, athletes.
Sounds.
Sounds. Okay. Sounds A or sounds B?
Sounds B.
Sounds B. All right, I'm going to play you a sound right now. This is a sport being played. All you got to do is tell me what sport is being played when it comes to these sounds. Here we go.
Easy. Easy.
What sport's that?
Easily basketball.
Basketball. Nice job.
I said before this, if it's basketball, it's going to be so easy.
And it was.
Because like you're dribbling. It's like.
That's it. It's an easy sound to identify. Oh. All right, here comes your sounds. JJ, this is for you. What sport is this?
Oh, easy. Bowling.
Bowling, there it is.
That's so easy.
Three for three. It's a luck of the draw there. Luck of a draw. All right, JJ, you get to choose first. Now you have two more choices. You got commentary or athletes.
I know Emma will never get this. It's going to be commentary.
Commentary. Here we go. Commentary A or B for you?
B.
B. Here we go. Commentary B. These commentators are talking about a particular sport. All you got to do is name that sport.
He's two punts from victory. Only needs one. Charles Schwartzel. Takes the Masters, 2011.
What sport?
It'd be golf.
It's golf. You got it. Absolutely. That's four.
The beginning.
Close game. Yeah. Close game.
I bet just by the announcer's voice, I could tell.
Yeah, they have that deep voice. Ooh, and a slow putt. Okay, here we go for Emma. This is your sound. Same thing. They're going to be talking about a certain sport. You guys can name the sport. Here we go.
So the tying run is at second. The run that would win the World Series is at first. And Joe Carter is the batter.
Now it said batter.
Well hit down the left field.
So easy this one.
What sport?
Baseball.
Baseball. There it is. It's 4-4.
I didn't know it until I heard batter, and I'm like,
I bet the person that's going to win is going to know the athlete.
All tied up. It's coming down to the final round. Very good. In fact, this is the first time ever, I think, our Little Big Radio stars have cleared all the categories without getting any wrong. So congratulations to both of you.
What about athlete?
That's pretty cool. We haven't done athlete yet. That's the final round. But I'm just saying, compared to other Little Big Radio stars that have come on, it's been a little while since everybody's been able to clear the board. So this is pretty cool. Here we go. Athletes A or B. Who chose that one? So this is Emma's choice. Do you want A or B?
I've had luck with A, so A.
A, here we go. I'm going to play this athlete right now. They're talking about a certain sport. That's 1 point. If you can tell me who it is, you get an extra bonus point. All right, here we go.
I mean, the farthest you'll ever probably throw in a game is 50 to 55 yards.
I know that.
I mean,
is.
I could throw it probably 70 if I really get into one, but that doesn't come up too often.
Ooh.
It's football.
It is football, so there's the fifth point. Any guesses on who that could possibly be? He's one of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest of all time.
Wait, I forget his name.
That's all I'm going to say. Any guesses?
I forget his name.
You're going to forget his name?
No hints for her this time.
No hints,
time.
That's it.
No
that's hints. All you get. He's the greatest of all time. That's all I can say. Five.
Gronk Gronkowski?
It's not Rob Gronkowski. Good guess. Good guess. That's actually...
Tom Brady?
Tom Brady.
I was going to say Joe Montana because the voice was a little bit...
Tom Brady was the answer, but so Emma got 5 points. So it means if to tie, you need to know the sport, and to win, you need to know who the athlete actually is.
Okay.
All right? The pressure's
on
JJ right now. Here we go. What sport are they talking about, and who is it?
Sometimes I hear the crowd cheering, and most of the time, like, your body is on autopilot, so sometimes even after I do a floor routine, I'm like, did I really just do that?
Floor routine.
Okay, so it's gymnastics, and
it's
I know the girl's name.
That's five.
It's the girl that would like
all timed up, all teamed up. She is she's an Olympic champion. That's the only hint. I gave her one hint.
She has a red leotard.
Yeah. This is the final moment. I know who she is.
The red leotard.
She's
an Olympic champion. She's actually one of the most decorated gymnasts of all time.
Yeah.
She always wears a red leotard.
Do you know who it is, Emma?
I know who it is, but I forget her name.
It's like Jackie or something like that.
It's not Jackie. Final guess. 5, 4, 3
Brianna?
It is not Brianna. It's actually Simone
Biles. It's Simone Biles.
Simone Biles. The good news is you both win. It's a tie. Scored at 5. 5 apiece for both our Littlest Pig radio stars, JJ and Emma. Simone Biles was the clip.
Oh
yep, that is true.
When I said Brianna, I know she had a B in her name.
Congratulations to both of you. We're going to hook you up with some prizes. We'll get some final words from you. Plus, you guys have a special song dedication that you want to do. It's all happening next, right here on Magic.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.